The Apostle Paul traveled across the Roman Empire, telling people about Jesus. One of the places he visited was a very powerful and wealthy city called Corinth. Paul started a church there, and he stayed for about a year and a half. But things took a turn for the worse after Paul left Corinth for Ephesus, a city across the sea, about 250 miles away. When a few believers from Corinth came to visit Paul, they brought alarming news. They also carried a letter from the church at Corinth filled with lots of questions for Paul. We don't have this letter anymore, but we do have Paul's reply. It's found in the Bible, and it's called the Book of 1 Corinthians. The church in Corinth was tearing itself apart. People were fighting with each other over which leaders to follow. They were arguing over who had the most knowledge and thinking they were better than everyone else. Paul had to do something. Today we'll listen to the first part of his letter to the believers in Corinth. As you do, pay attention to the advice he gives them and ask yourself, what might Paul say to a group of Christians fighting with each other today?
I, Paul, am writing this letter. I have been chosen to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, just as God planned. Our brother Sosthenes joins me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of God's church in Corinth. You have been made holy because you belong to Christ Jesus. God has chosen you to be his holy people. He has done the same for all those everywhere who pray to our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always thank God for you. There is no gift of the Holy Spirit that you don't have. You are full of hope as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to come again. He will keep you strong to the very end. Then you will be without blame on the day our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Brothers and sisters, I ask all of you to agree with one another. I make my appeal in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then you won't take sides. You will be in complete agreement in all that you think. My brothers and sisters, some people who live in Chloe's house have told me you are arguing with each other. Here is what I mean. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another says, I follow Apollos. Another says, I follow Peter. And still another says, I follow Christ. Does Christ take sides? Did Paul die on the cross for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Christ did not send me to baptize. He sent me to preach the good news. The message of the cross seems foolish to those who are lost and dying. But it is God's power to us who are being saved. It is written, I will destroy the wisdom of those who are wise. I will do away with the cleverness of those who think they are so smart. Where is the wise person? Where is the educated person? Where are the great thinkers of this world? Hasn't God made the wisdom of the world foolish? God wisely planned that the world would not know him through its own wisdom. It pleased God to use the foolish things we preach to save those who believe. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when God chose you. Not many of you were considered wise by human standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you belonged to important families. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong, so no one can brag to God. Because of what God has done, you belong to Christ Jesus. He has become God's wisdom for us. He makes us right with God. He makes us holy and sets us free. It is written, those who brag should brag about what the Lord has done. Brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I didn't come with fancy words or great wisdom. I preached to you the truth about God's love. I made up my mind to pay attention to only one thing while I was with you. That one thing was Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. When I came to you, I was weak and afraid and trembling all over. I didn't preach my message with clever and compelling words. As I preached, the Holy Spirit showed his power. That was so you would believe, not because of human wisdom, but because of God's power. None of the rulers of this world understood God's wisdom. If they had, they would not have nailed the Lord of glory to the cross. It is written, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has known what God has prepared for those who love him." But God has shown it to us through his Spirit. We have not received the Spirit of the world. We have received the Spirit who is from God. The Spirit helps us understand what God has freely given us. Some people don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. Things like that are foolish to them. They can't understand them. In fact, such things can't be understood without the Spirit's help. Those who have the Spirit can judge all things, but no one can judge those who have the Spirit. It is written, "Who can ever know what is in the Lord's mind? Can anyone ever teach him?" But we have the mind of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I couldn't speak to you as if you were guided by the Holy Spirit. I had to speak to you as if you were following the ways of the world. You aren't growing as Christ wants you to. You are still like babies. You are still following the ways of the world. Some of you are jealous. Some of you argue. So aren't you following the ways of the world? Aren't you acting like ordinary human beings? One of you says, "I follow Paul." Another says, "I follow Apollos." Aren't you acting like ordinary human beings? After all, what is Apollos? And what is Paul? We are only people who serve. We helped you to believe. The Lord has given each of us our own work to do. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God made it grow. So the one who plants is not important. The one who waters is not important. It is God who makes things grow. He is the one who is important. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose. The Lord will give each of us a reward for our work. We work together with God. You are like God's field. You are like his building. God has given me the grace to lay a foundation as a master builder. Now someone else is building on it. But each one should build carefully. No one can lay any other foundation than the one that has already been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple? God's Spirit lives in you. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. God's temple is holy. And you are that temple. Don't fool yourselves. Suppose some of you think you are wise by the standards of the world. Then you should become a fool so that you can become wise. The wisdom of this world is foolish in God's eyes. It is written, "God catches the wise in their own tricks." It is also written, "The Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise don't amount to anything." So no more bragging about human beings. All things are yours. That means Paul or Apollos or Peter or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All are yours. You are joined to Christ and belong to him. And Christ is joined to God. Here is how you should think of us. We serve Christ. We are trusted with God's secret truth. Those who have been given a trust must prove that they are faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or any human court. I don't even judge myself. I don't feel I have done anything wrong. But that doesn't mean I'm not guilty. The Lord judges me. So don't judge anything before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord returns. He will bring to light what is hidden in the dark. He will show the real reasons why people do what they do. At that time, each person will receive praise from God. Brothers and sisters, I have used myself and Apollos as examples to help you. You can learn from us the meaning of the saying, "Don't go beyond what is written." Then you won't be proud that you follow one person instead of another.